Well, that's been kind of received wisdom, hasn't it, for, well, since the Greens started about 40 years ago, and they were such a minority party. But I think Green issues now are much more central, especially with young people. I think it makes absolute sense to them that we've got to think along Green lines. And the other thing is that we're no longer in a two-party system. The SNP have shown that. They've gone from a marginal, almost conservative party 20 years ago to stomping through Scotland in the most amazing manner. It's been so uplifting to see a politics actually be persuading people to come out on the streets and talk to each other about politics. The referendum was amazingly liberating for Scottish people, and I kind of thought we might get that politics in this country. We might actually be on the streets talking to each other. So I think smaller parties are reinvigorating politics, and soon we're going to have all kinds of mixes of coalitions. It's clear this is the way we're going. We'll never go back to the old party politics. We're too divided as a society. We've got, you know, with the 1% and the 99%. How could we ever go back to just a two-party system, with the Conservatives obviously representing, if not the 1%, the top 10%, it would seem. So we've got to have more parties to represent the people. And I really relish that. I think it's going to be fantastic. So it's not a waste of vote, because there's going to be some kind of coalition. So it'll be... Clearly they won't get many seats, the Greens won't get many seats, hopefully the UKIP won't either, but it'll be the votes that count. So I think it's important that we all vote as we want to, from our hearts, you know, according to what we believe in. And that will figure at the national level then, when the coalitions are being put together.